producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's what Veronica has already done. She's called 855-99-37569 because Veronica knows that if you call early in the program, there's less of a wait and more time with me. So let's celebrate Veronica. Yay, Veronica. Veronica, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing, cooking?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much. Actually, the reason I'm calling, I'm a very careful, reasonable, logical thinker. I have a lot of control over my own emotions and my own thoughts. And again, I kind of credit you for that just because of, you know, listening to you for so long. You have me very well trained. The reason I'm calling now is because I'm kind of losing control over that. I have big time mommy issues. My mom, of course, wasn't the greatest mom in the world. But I'm kind of feeling, probably for the last month or month and a half or so, I've been feeling very ragey about my mother, like just very, very angry.
Okay. Let me stop you because I want to get a couple points clarified and then we'll go on together. First of all, listen, kiddo, your feelings are just your feelings. They're allowed to be whatever they are because you really can't control them. You can control your behavior. And the best way to control your behavior is to understand your feelings. But I don't want you to try and control that which is uncontrollable, which is your feelings. Now, hitting somebody because you're feeling angry, that you can control. Sobbing in front of your boss because you're feeling, you know, scared, that you can control, believe it or not. But the feeling of being scared or being angry, those are not controllable feelings. Those are not controllable entities. But the behavior is. And so if you make that distinction, it may give you a little bit more wiggle room than it sounds like you've gotten. All right, so you're mad at your mom now. What is it? Can you figure out where that may have come from? What may have triggered it?
I was hoping you might be able to help me with that. I have.
Well, let's figure out what, you know, let's backtrack a little bit. You're saying the last couple of months, yes?
Yeah, the last time that I felt this way was when I had my own son, and like that's, you know, for obvious reasons. I felt
sure.
All this wonderful love for my kid and got really angry with my mom, and that passed after a lot of work. But lately, I think it's because I've been in a relationship with a man for about a year now.
Okay.
And the only thing that I can think of is just in the past couple months, we've been talking about marriage a lot, not like
okay.
Have any immediate plans or anything, but we talk about like what we would want for like a wedding, what would we want for our family, what
okay.
we would want for our relationship at that point. And I always come back to the thought of just a very basic thought of would I invite my mother to my own wedding.
Okay. Well, but I think, but that's the answer then, isn't it? That it's, you know, thinking about the wedding and thinking about the traditional role of parents in a wedding. And what I think about is, you know, my mom. So I think that is the trigger. Good on you. You did that. That's good. All right. So having said that, your mom's obviously alive. What if you had to conceptualize your complaint with your mom in a couple of sentences? And I know that that's kind of a difficult task, but do you have any relationship with her at all right now?
Not really. My sister lives with me. She is active in my son's life. She will come over and pick up my sister and my son, take them out for lunch. Her and I, we're not hostile towards each other. We just don't really have any real personal relationship.
All right, so you said you and your sister don't. Did you mean you and your mom?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, my
Freudian slip.
Freudian slip.
Okay. How old is your sister?
She is 18.
Okay. And why is she living with you, not her mom?
We made a big move. She moved with me to basically help me with my son.
Okay.
While I'm at work, she's at home holding down the fort. She takes him to school, picks him up from school. She really just moved to help me.
Okay. How far away was your mom? Okay with that or not okay with that?
I actually don't know. That's not something we ever really talked to her about.
All right, do you guys, do you, like, exchange Christmas cards, or do you spend, do you have Thanksgiving together? I mean...
No, it really is. We really do not have a relationship at all.
Okay, if you had a magic wand and could make the relationship with your mom anything you wanted it to be, what would it look like?
See, this is kind of my problem. I'm okay with not having a relationship with her.
Well, except that every once in a while, but let me explain why I'm not sure that that's the case. That's a short-term solution to a long-term problem. And you know from listening to the program, we try not to opt for short-term solutions to long-term problems because they give us momentary respite at the cost of great stomach upset down the road. And not only do they give us only momentary respite, if that, but when they blow up on us, quite often it seems to come out of nowhere. So we are caught vaguely unawares, which, so the question is the momentary respite worth it? And I would argue probably not, because if nothing else, if you're pushing it away and it comes up unexpectedly, it can come up at a really inconvenient time. So I'll tell you what, we're going to run into it. Well, I guess we're not going to run into a break for a minute. So if you had the, what are your major complaints with your mother at this moment? If you look back at your childhood,
Just that she never has really changed. You know, everything that I've ever wanted to say to her about what I wasn't happy about when I was younger, what I wish would have been different while I was growing up. She already knows all of that. We've had those conversations.
Okay, let's divide this into two categories. What things do you feel she did wrong as a mom when you were young?
Well, she had drug problems. She had myself and my brother when she was very, very young. She was still kind of partying when we were growing up, and because she would leave us with some unsavory characters. A lot of bad things and unfortunate things happened to me and my brother and for many years, and she really hasn't changed.
All right. Well, does she have a job now? Is she clean and sober?
She went from illicit street drugs to prescription drugs. So she does have a job. She does manage her life reasonably well. That's to be debated, but she's not doing like the same things that she was doing when we were younger, but she does have a lot of the same problems.
Does she ask you for money?
She has in the past. She hasn't in years though.
Okay. So she's got a job right now. Does she have any relationship with your son?
Yes, she does see him maybe once or twice a month.
And do you see her at the same time she sees him?
Yeah, she'll come to pick him up, or I'll drop him off.
So you trust her with him?
Only if my sister is with them. She's actually not allowed to be around my son alone.
Okay. So going from this day forward, if you could make the relationship whatever you wanted going forward, what would it look like? What would she have to do differently, and what would you ask of her?
Oh, I should have thought of this before I called, huh?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, that's, if you thought of it, you probably could figure it out and you wouldn't need me. So it's, you know, it's not a requirement.
My biggest problem has just always been that she's never seen a need to change. So I don't know why I want her to change.
Well, but change, you know, change, as you know, is very difficult.
Yeah.
And what specifically are you asking of her? What behaviors do you want to see that you don't see?
I would want to know that she could make good decisions.
Make decisions about what?
Like I said, not a lot has changed.
No. You keep saying that. That isn't what, you know.
Right.
You have to change. You have to stop saying that. That's your change. I'm giving you a magic wand. What would change? What are you asking of her at this moment that she's not giving you?
Well, specifically, the reason that she can't see my son is because she still hangs around with people that I would consider dangerous. I would like for her to make better choices about who she allows in her life.
Okay, other than the fact that you don't like her friends, because, and you know, that's going to be as hopeless and helpless a task
yeah.
to you know, to ask her to change her friends as it was when you were a kid for her to tell you that she didn't like your friends. It's just not something one human being is allowed to say to another. I mean, it's certainly not that people don't say it. It's just an unreasonable kind of thing. All right, so you get a little bit of time to kind of focus on the question of what behaviors would I like, if I had a magic wand, what behaviors would change in my mom's behavior going forward? Put you on hold. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turned to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockItPocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7569. We're talking with Veronica. Veronica, if it's any comfort to you, and I know you probably know this because you've been listening to the program for so long, that sometime in our late 20s, early 30s is really the time that we need to reconcile with our parents. So even, regardless of whether your mother was, you know, Donna Reed or, you know, Mother Teresa or the Wicked Witch of the West, it's just you're just about on schedule for sort of having to work out a different relationship, which is really important, because if you can't work it out by the time you're in your mid-30s, it's much more difficult to work out. And at some point, the roles change. And even though you have a brother and a sister, that part of the role will fall undoubtedly to you of taking care of your mom. And if you think it's tough now, wait till she's dependent upon you physically or financially or medically. So it's really important to work it out. And as I said, you're kind of on schedule for doing it, which may or may not be a comfort. And my question to you is, what if you had a magic wand, which I'm, of course, going to loan you temporarily, what would you ask of your mom in terms of behavior now that you're not getting?
Best answer I can come up with, I wish that I could depend on her. I wish that I could trust her.
Wait, stop. Depend on her to do what?
I wish that she cared about...
No. Back up. No, can't do that. It's okay. Depend on her to do what?
Just make better decisions with her life.
How does her life impact yours?
She can't be alone with my son because she...
Look, that just means that you get a better babysitter. That's not necessarily going to be compelling to her. How old is your son now?
He's 4.
Okay. So presumably if he were 8... you might feel better just because he could call home, or you could have him, you could have your mom come over to your house and watch him. But I mean, if we're asking someone to change, which is tough stuff, the idea that that she should change so you have a more available babysitter is not necessarily compelling.
Right.
All right. So, look. Let me back off and help you with this, because I think I'm going to probably give you a homework assignment here. let me just give you an example of somebody who called, who very much like you, said, lousy mom, no. And I said, well, what do you want? And she said, it was just as grueling for her, if it's any comfort to you, and it took a while. And what she finally said is, I would like my mom to put her arms around me and tell me that she loves me. Because she went through the same thing, and my mom was a lousy mom. And I said, look, if the price of a new relationship is your mother saying she was a crummy mom, it's probably not going to happen. Because the more she believes she is a crummy mom, the less likely she is to admit it. And your mother sounds like she's not stupid. And while you may view the move from street drugs to prescription drugs as sort of baby steps, for her, it was probably huge. I mean, for all the reasons, I don't need to go into the reasons, that she holds a job. I'm sure your mother on some level... probably not even on some level, your mother realizes she was a crummy mom. She was not there for you. She was using drugs. And people who use drugs are not unaware of what they're doing. They just decide that whatever their pain is an excuse to behave badly. And obviously she's made some kind of inroads into that perception, and that she's not using the same drugs and she's not using them the same way. She can't go back. You can't go back. You can only go forward. So after a huge amount of wrestling with this caller, we got to the point that what she really said, and when I say wrestling, it went on for a while. What she decided she wanted was her mother to say that she loved her, put her arms around her and tell her that she loves her. Because what it felt to her is the same way it felt to you, and she had much the same trajectory of having, you know, that. And were you married when you had your son?
No, I actually left his father a few days before the wedding.
Okay, so you know, being a single parent is not the world's easiest thing to do, and you had, mm-hmm. for better for ill, you had the role model of your mother of how not to do it, so presumably you did a little bit better. But the point being that your situations were not completely different, it's just that you had a role model of how not to do it. And so to a certain extent, and it's not just you, I can look at my mom. My mom had 6 kids and 1 degree. I have 6 degrees and 1 kid. And you can't do both. And what I saw was that my mother's life really didn't work very well for her, so I was going to do it that way. And to a certain extent, my life and how it worked out is partially responsible to the fact that I looked at my mom's and saw that it wasn't for me. So, you know, that we our role models can come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. I digress. The point being that so this woman she finally did it. She went and I said, look, if the price of your mother putting her arms around you and telling you that she loves you is that she never did it before, she's not going to do it. You can't say to somebody, you're crummy and now I want something from you. I mean, there's just no motivation for them to do that. That's not how people respond. But if you say to your mom, if you give her something and say, Mom, you weren't the perfect mom. I wasn't the perfect daughter. Here's what I'd like going forward. I'd like us to be able to go out for lunch occasionally. I'd like us to be able to go to, to my son's baseball games together. And I just want you to know that I love you. And she put her arms around her mom. And guess what her mom did? Da-dum! She put her arms around her daughter and said, I've always loved you. I know I wasn't a very good mom. In other words, the way that you can elicit the behavior you want is you give somebody something they want and they value and allows them a safe place to stand. Because putting your arms around somebody that you're not sure is going to accept that embrace is a very vulnerable position. We can only be vulnerable when we feel some degree of safety. If we're falling down a cliff, you know, that's not vulnerability. That's survival. And we don't reach out. We don't share when it's about survival. We really don't, because we can't. So if you want something from your mom, if you want something to change, and I think asking her to change your friends is unrealistic any more than her asking you to change her friends or saying, you know, I don't like your husband or I don't like, you know, how you treat your son. You know, it's not workable. But to say to your mom, look, what I'd like going forward is for us to get to know each other as adults or for us to share parenting tips or for us to be able to talk about which quarterback we think should get the Heisman Trophy this year. I mean, I don't care what you talk about. Here's what, there's got to be something about your mom that you value. If nothing else, she's a survivor. So you need to figure out what about your mom you can admire, what about your mom you've learned from, and what you want going forward. And once you figure that out, and it's going to take some time because, like you say, you've either pretended your mom was dead or been furious with your mom. Neither of those are going to get you any place you want to go. It won't make you a better parent. It won't make you a better daughter. It won't prepare you for your mother's aging. It won't prepare you for your mother's death. It won't prepare you for anything that's the least bit useful. And it will come up and smack you upside the head at times where you're least prepared to deal with it. So what I'm telling you, my dear, is your strategy is not viable anymore. It may have gotten you through your adolescence, yay, but it ain't going to get you through the rest of your life. So good for you for understanding that. Good for you for calling. And now you've got some work to do. And so what you can do is you can listen to the podcast in an hour. You may not need the podcast because you probably got me mostly memorized. But sit down and figure out, what is there about my mom to admire? What is it that I've learned from her that I probably couldn't have learned anyplace else? And what do I want going forward specifically in terms of behavior? And either you're going to figure this all out or you're going to call me back and you and I will work on it. Is that fair? I'll tell you what, I'll put you on hold if you can come up with it quickly, which there's no particular advantage to doing. Tracy will get to you as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Tracy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Good afternoon, Dr. Brown. I'm phoning you to get some advice from you about a coworker that I'm having some conflict with.
Okay.
Okay, I work in a program that deals with children, and it's very, very high stress. But I just find the way And I've attempted to speak to her before, but I've been informed that I am too hypersensitive and this person cannot talk to me. And I own that because I know I am hypersensitive, but I just find her tone and the way she addresses me and so forth and kind of is bullying me, I find it incredibly stressful. So
okay,
let me
back you up a little bit.
I'm off tomorrow.
I'm sorry. What did you just say to me at the very end?
So I've taken today off just to kind
okay.
of remove myself.
Okay. So has this been going on for a while, or is this new?
No, it's been going on for a while, and, you know, I take responsibility for the fact that I should have discussed this a year and a half ago when she first started working in the program that I do work in. And since I can't speak to her in any way, you know...
Why are you... You mean you're not able, or have you been prohibited?
Oh, I haven't been prohibited. It's just that wall is up, and any time I try to have a conversation, I'm just shut down.
By her?
Yes.
All right, so pretend I'm her. Let's practice on me for a minute. What do you want to say to me?
What do I want to say to you? I just want to say I know that you have a difficult time, you know, and your job is very different than mine, but I would appreciate the fact that when I need to speak to you, that you remain professional.
Okay, let me stop you for a minute.
Okay.
And I thought you were going to say something you didn't, so I'm glad you didn't say what I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say, I know that you have a difficult time with me. And you never tell people what they feel, because all of us have a gut reaction to say, no, you don't. And so that'll bring
Absolutely.
Out the worst. Yeah, so you avoided that mind fault, but you got awfully close to it. And my concern is that she'll probably, her stomach may have the same response that I did, which is, she's about to tell me something that isn't true. So you may want to reword it. But you don't want to start off on a negative note. What do you want her to do differently?
I want her to treat me with some respect.
No, we're talking about behavior. So how she views you is not up to you. But give me how is she being disrespectful?
Well, for instance, there is a team of 10 of us
okay.
that work together. When I walk in and I say good morning, there's absolutely no acknowledgement whatsoever at all.
Well, are there? Would she be the only person in the room?
No, there's her and another one of her coworkers.
Well, so if
so
both of them...
So there's that little high school group that...
Okay, well,
know,
but then, all right, so let's just deal with that, because you can't necessarily put that directly on her shoulders or her whatever, because somebody else is doing the same. And so how do you deal with walking into a room and say hi to somebody and they don't say hi back? There are two ways of doing it. One is to smile and say, wow, it's that kind of day, huh? Or I guess nobody's had their coffee. This is a stupid and cheerful example. Or what you could say is, I didn't hear you. Were you guys saying hello to me and I just didn't hear it? I mean, you could do whatever you want, except to sulk. And you don't want to sulk because it doesn't buy you anything. And one of their response is either, they didn't hear you. I mean, their intent is either benign, that they didn't mean anything by it, or they weren't sure who you were saying hello to, or it's malignant. If it's malignant, you want them to have to do more work than they're doing, which is to, you know, if they want to be ugly to you, they're going to have to do more than just ignore your hello. Let them do the heavy lifting. Don't you do it for them. If it's benign, if when you say hello to a group of people, they don't know who it's to, so most of us don't respond to that. In fact, you've been at speeches too that say, where someone says, hello, and nobody says anything, and they say, hello, I can't hear you, and it goes on for a while. So it becomes kind of a joke. The point being that the way that you deal with it is just to either ignore it without being sullen about it, or to treat it as a big joke of, oh, you guys didn't hear me, let me say it again. And, you know, the idea being that you're not going to do any heavy lifting about it. You're not going to be insulted by something that's kind of minor. All right? All right, so let's go on to another
one. What happens when she comes up to me after her supervisor is gone and it's saying, well, you messed up. And it just, it seems like everything I do in my position.
Okay, wait. Stop.
Right.
Stop. Okay.
When she
says you messed up, does she detail specifically what you've done wrong?
Absolutely.
All right. So was she right in you messing up or not?
Well, I don't know because we work for two different people. So it's a community program with an educational program. So.
Well, but that didn't answer my question.
Okay. Sorry, repeat.
All right. She says you messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a legitimate criticism or not? Is it founded or unfounded?
Well, the thing is, I didn't record the antecedents properly. I left one out.
So yes, the point is it was a legitimate complaint. Okay, look, kiddo, nobody likes being called on the carpet for two reasons. First of all, because nobody likes being criticized, and second of all, because it's legitimate. We screwed up. So what you do, what I would do, among other things, is carry a paper and pencil with me. So when she says you screwed up, say, okay, tell me exactly, and I'll screw into it. I'll check into it. I, believe it or not, in the last 15 minutes, got a letter from one of my affiliates that said there's a problem. I've investigated it. I know exactly what the problem is. And in the next break, I'm going to write an email saying, here's the problem. You're right. It was a mistake. Here's what I've done to correct it. Because I view that affiliate as being dedicated to the program and is really watching out for my back because I made a mistake. And I would not have known it if he had not brought it to my attention. It's a legitimate criticism. It's a problem that something just slipped through the cracks, and I will make sure it never happens again. And not only, look, I don't like, when someone says, you screwed up, Brown, I am not saying, oh, yay, this is so great. I'm like, ah. But people who are willing to criticize you legitimately, not who say you're fat or you're ugly or, you know, you're stupid. I mean, those aren't legitimate criticisms. Those are just insults. But someone who says, this is the problem, are golden because they, bottom line, have your back. They are part of your team, whether you like it or not. They're trying to make you better and make the product better. So instead of viewing her as your enemy, I'd write down exactly what she says and say, and then I'd get back to her on it. What hopefully you're hearing here, kiddo, is instead of viewing her as your enemy, if you viewed her as the toughest teacher you had in high school, and if you're like me, the ones that I could charm, a couple of them I remember their name, but by and large I don't. The ones that gave me a hard time, who said, no, you have to do this again, and I'd have to do it 12 times, that's what I remember. Because those are the ones who really had a vested interest in making me better. And they did. So if instead of viewing this woman, I don't know about that. I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's you're late to the meeting and they had to hold up for you. I don't know what it is. But that's an easy way to deal with it. When she's critical of you, instead of viewing it, if I can't do anything right, you need to view her as a free tuition at the school of life, because she's telling you how to be better. She's telling you how to get promoted. She's telling you how to get more money. She's telling you how to get a better job. She's telling you how to get a better reference. And she's helping you. She may not have the bedside manner of Mother Teresa, but this is a valuable resource in your life. And what I would do at this moment is your attitude, once you change your attitude, everything changes. And if you go in tomorrow, and hopefully your stomach, I know this isn't what you wanted to hear, but if you think about it, I put the control right back on your side of the equation. Because you're going to be able to go in and say to her, you know what, I am not the world's best person at taking criticism. You know, I get my back up and I get that look on my face, and my mother used to say, take that look off your face, Tracy, and I would say, Mom, this is the face I was born with. Because none of us like taking criticism. But I would go up to her and say, you know, I'm not very good at this, but you know, I really appreciate you taking the time out to make me better at this. And it will change everything. Let me put you on hold and let you respond to this, all right? Because I've given you, I know, 180 degrees from what you really wanted. But think about it for a minute, and I'll put you back on hold. You can ask me anything you want or tell me anything you want, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. Erin, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, you know, let me just emphasize that. I know sometimes you guys are less than thrilled with me, and I get that. You know, look, I'm not always delightfully, you know, charming to people who say terrible things to me. Not terrible. I don't think people actually go out of their way to say terrible things, but to correct me or something. But I really am here to help. I really don't have an agenda. I'm not selling you anything. You can't come see me as a therapist. It's perfectly okay to be mad at me. I'm not suggesting that that's not within your realms of possibility. But at least don't, you know, and I don't think you guys do. I'm just sort of saying it because I, you know, when I tell you the thing that you least want to hear and you're gracious to me, you know, I'm incredibly grateful, but I also feel that little twinge of, oh, geez, Louise, I wish I could be nicer. And it's not that I'm not nice, it's just that I'm really trying to help you. And sometimes there's just not a pleasant way of saying, no, you have to change it. So, all right, so Tracy, I wanted to give you a chance to kind of reflect a little bit, not a whole lot of time, but to see if there's anything that you felt that I missed or that you wanted to ask me about or any reaction, I didn't want to just sort of cut you off.
No, and I do appreciate it, and thank you for being so frank with me, because sometimes I just need to hear it from an outside source because I'm so involved in the situation.
Sure you are. Sure you are.
You know, the emotional piece comes into it.
Yeah. No, I hear. And Trace, I'm glad you just brought up something really, really, really important, which is really kind of the backbone of what we're talking about. You, by pretending to be a little less vulnerable than you feel, you will become a little less vulnerable than you feel. That really is a feedback loop. And what I tried to do is give you a couple of different perspectives and a tool or two so that you could feel that you weren't a victim here, that you weren't being victimized, that you could think of this in a completely different way. I've told the story before that, and it's something I believe to the bottom of my little flat feet. I was having kind of a tough time with my career and all sorts of things. And somebody asked me to come and in a very public way to give a speech. And I said, look, it's somebody who's been a friend for a very long time. And I said, I really appreciate being asked. This is not the year. I can't do it right now. I'm feeling really vulnerable. You know, all this stuff is going on. And God bless him. He said, instead of saying, oh, you poor thing, of course, I'll call you next year. He said, this is not what he said, because he's much less sort of unvarnished than I am. But basically, his message was, shut up and show up. And he was right. And you know what? It was such because he was so, those were not his words. Those are my words, my interpretation. But basically, he was saying, oh, stop whining. And, you know, no one knows this but you, so just shut up. And I did, and it changed everything. Everything. And from then I decided, you know what? My model now, my mantra, and everybody who's ever worked with me in radio is probably going to faint at this. My sort of role models now are salespeople, because they never take no for an answer. They never take no answer for an answer. They are unfailingly charming and polite and tenacious as the very Dickens. And you know what? All of us can do that. Now, our stomach may be churning, our palms may be sweating, our deodorant may be failing, but so what? Nobody knows. So tomorrow, you're going to put on your good luck dress, and you can even, as far as I'm concerned, go get a manicure, pedicure today. You can do whatever makes you feel that you are your most Tracy-ness, and you're going to go in tomorrow, and you're going to go into this woman, and if you want to, if it'll make you feel better, take her donuts, or whatever will make you feel in control of the situation, but not so vulnerable if she says, look, I don't eat donuts. So, whatever will work for you. And if she says, I don't need donuts, you could say, oh, good, more for me, or I'll tell the receptionist there for me, or whatever, to go in and say, you know what, I don't take criticism very well. It's left over from my adolescence. You know, I had a hyper, you know, critical mom or Sunday school teacher or something. But, you know, I need to tell you that I don't always seem to be saying thank you, but I mean to say thank you that you take the time and trouble to make me better at this job. And it will change everything, I guarantee you.
Yeah, I think she might faint.
Well, she probably will, but you know CPR, so then you'll be the hero.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Brown, for taking the time to speak with me today.
You're welcome. Go get him, Tiger.
I'll give it a go.
I know you will. 855-99-DR-JOY. You know, it's the Anna and the King of Siam school of life. If you whistle a happy tune, not only do you fool other people, you fool yourself. Yay, we love that part. Aaron, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey.
Hi, Aaron.
I have a bit of a question, very quick.
Okay.
From your knowledge, do you know if for people that are on the autism spectrum, if there's like anybody or any place that can help those that have like trouble with love relationships and stuff like that?
Well, that's an interesting question, whether there's an autism dating site. You know what? Let me Google it. There's dating sites for everything, so it wouldn't surprise me. Let's see if we say Asperger's. Let's see, Asperger's dating.
I did a quick
Honey,
search.
Here we got Asperger's dating site. All right, meets Asperger singles near you. Asperger's dating site. That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Yeah. I was asking because for those that have trouble,
I hear what you
can help out. Or
absolutely. Listen, Tiger. It says there's an Asperger's dating site. All one word. Site is spelled S-I-T-E. There is a dating and Asperger's, what you need to know. That's at match.com. I wouldn't go there, to be quite honest. I think go to specialized things. A dating site for autistics, 100% mm-hmm. free. It's called autisticdating.net.
Mm-hmm.
Asperger's dating and friendship Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Do you have access to a computer?
What I'm asking is, for people that have trouble, though, do you know if anybody can help with those that have trouble, like, for instance, they have trouble with social skills and other things like that?
Well, but Aaron, first of all, you know that you can always call me, but this is specifically people who have the same issue. So everybody there is going to have the same issue. All right?
For those that have the same issue, what would you recommend them to do to get help if they are having some trouble?
Well, I think if you're going to, there are two ways of looking at it. Number one, you could decide that I'm going to go to the website and see, because everybody there is going to have Asperger's as well, so they're all going to know. We all know that we have trouble making eye contact, that we, you know, that we don't necessarily like to be touched, that we. We can be a little overly sensitive sometimes. So everybody there, you're not going to have to explain anything. So that's a good place to start. In terms of specific dating, I'm not sure that dating is any, you know, that all of us have things that we feel uncomfortable about, that and dating always feels like it exposes us. So you could read Dating for Dummies. You can call me. But I'd go to the Asperger's dating site and see what happens. All right? You can let me know what happens. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.